I don't like the fact that it's always at the very bottom end when there's funding going out from the government or anything like that. It's a very poor area. One of the things that's happened here is that the council was put onto its reserves earlier than most because it's got less reserves and because it's a very poor area. I mean, you know its history from 100 years ago, George Lansbury, the poor laws and things. Their problem was that to actually feed and support the people who were unhoused and homeless was actually a burden that was a local burden rather than a national one. And because it's a very poor area, it meant there were less people who could actually afford to take up that burden and more people actually wanting to receive things from it. So it meant the entire area has been impoverished. And one of the consequences of them and their fight against that was that things like the dole and such like become national things rather than local things. So richer areas support poor areas and you get an idea of equalising the burden. And that's part of the history from here. There's a move right now going on to draw lines around the business area Spitalfields, the business area Canary Wharf and chunks of Wapping, and for them to try and secede from Tower Hamlets into their own parishes, their own parish councils, where they can apply their own rates and such like. And of course the point is that those are the relatively rich areas who don't actually gain much from rates, whereas the poor areas who actually receive the import will be separated. So it's a way of impoverishing the areas outside for the benefit of the areas inside. So it's going away from sharing the load, which was the whole thing that was put out in the first place. We're going to do our best to stop that happening. Don't know where it's going to go. You know, there's got to be a local consultation and hopefully we can persuade enough people to realise it's not in their best interests. Yeah. However, people often vote for things that aren't in their best interests, don't they, says he, thinking about the Brexit thing.
I don't like the crime rate, if I'm honest. I don't know if you've heard, actually, last year, there was, like, this whole acid attack thing that was happening all around East London. And I was getting shocked, because for me, it felt like a quiet suburbia, almost type of feeling for me. Until, like, last year and the year before that, you were seeing a lot of acid attacks arise in them, and I don't know what was happening in the place. And also stabbings and things, because there was a stabbing the other day that happened, like, just up my street. And it's not something that I would ever think that would happen, because it's East London. I always think that East London is just, like, a safe haven for me. So I don't see it happening. So if I don't see it, I don't think it happens a lot. But when it obviously happened, it happened to someone, actually, my family. So I was very shocked. And obviously they're fine now, so everything's good, because it wasn't anything like major. But I was very shocked, and I was just thinking, it just brought home, like, the crime rate is rising here, and it's just, there's not a lot that's being done about it, kind of thing. That's what I feel like. It's just people just don't really trust that police that much, so they're not really reporting it. And also there's, like, this culture with young people, like, they don't want to snitch on each other, kind of thing. So it's just a vicious circle, isn't it? So that's what I don't really like about the area now. Things aren't being addressed as they should be being addressed. Yeah, it's just kind of like brushed under the carpet until someone else happens to someone else. And it's just ridiculous, honestly.
There's a basketball court right outside my flat, and recently many people have been firing fireworks. I think it's probably for some festival, but once someone did it at midnight.
What's stating is, you know, the knife crime. I have a very young child. The knife crime and ASB is really high at the moment. I'm really worried and frustrated about this. And housing prices as well, you know, especially for the privately rented people, they really suffer.
The transport links are pretty rubbish.
The distances, because I'm not used to these long distances in between, for example, my house and the nearest shops, but I guess it's different habits. London is sometimes it's a stressful city, but it's very welcoming, especially for foreign people, because I feel at home at the end, because there are a lot of different people and I feel not like a stranger, so it's a good thing.
The drug dealing, this is one of the worst things, and we've raised it with our local mayor many times, and I don't think that they have any clue what they're doing. And it's especially Whitechapel Ward is one of the worst areas for drug dealing. You know, even the local commander is saying we have a new borough commander. As soon as he came on, you know, we had to welcome him, you know, welcome to the biggest hub of drugs in Europe. Basically, this is where everything's happening. So drugs is a really one of the worst things that, you know, that's where a lot of, I've got cousins who used to live it, they've actually moved out to Redbridge, Ilford, because of drugs problems.
It's getting really busy and it's getting a lot more expensive to live here because obviously of the regeneration is pushing some people out.
You know, too many populations sometimes, and environment not clean. You know, if you see, if you walk to the street compared to other borough in London, if you go to central London or those London, it's much more clean. I'm sorry to say that, but I need to say the truth. It's not that much clean.
I don't like this area, but I live here because I got the flat. It's not very clean. Yeah, sorry, but it's true. Where I live, they leave the rubbish all over the place. I don't like it, no. It's a very rough area, in my opinion, but somebody may say different. My children were going to school. Before it was called Bethnal Green Academy. It changed name, but she had a lot of problem there. Not much support, you know. Maybe because it's a poor area, I don't know. I'm a carer. I changed job because here I was paid £7.80, so I had to change. And now I work in, it's a little bit far, but they pay me £9. They need to improve a lot of things in this area because I work with disabled people, you know. Sometimes they cannot afford and there's not much help. That's what I think. I like to care for people, but I need to think about my finances, so I had to change. So they need a lot of improvement in this area.
Well, nothing really.
Waiting for buses.
Two major issues that affect all of us. I think I can speak on behalf of all of us. One is the drugs, all the drug dealing, and these are hard drugs, and the way that young people have sort of been involved in that. And the other is homelessness. I mean, it's constantly increasing. It's absolutely shocking, and it needs government policy to change. We should not tolerate this. And also we should not tolerate the desperate people that on the streets, on drugs, and the dealing that is fueling that, and what's behind that. You know, we need more resources going into young people, for instance. All the Sure Start centres that we had, they've mostly been cut now, all these local cuts, and that was a really good initiative, and we need it back. We need investment in that.
I can't really think of much, to tell you the truth. It's frustrating about the area. If you compare it to other areas, you know, I can say this thing's frustrating about the world, but not specific to the area, no.
Homelessness, it's an indictment of our society. The graffiti, and actually the litter.